Remembering the Reverend. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden has just given a sermon in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who would have celebrated his 94th birthday today.
The soul of America is embodied in the sacred proposition that we're all created equal in the image of God. That was the sacred proposition for which Dr. King gave his life.
The sermon delivered at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where the Reverend used to preach. To Washington, where the White House is in damage control mode following the discovery of classified documents at the president's Wilmington home and a former office. Months ago, President Biden called former President Trump irresponsible after classified documents were found at his home in Florida.
Well, it just shows the hypocrisy and why the American public does not trust their government. You know, Congress has an independent constitutional obligation to oversee all aspects of the Justice Department, and that includes special counsels as well.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Another looming battle concerns the nation's debt. Lawmakers have to make sure we don't default.
The fact of the matter is, we can do deficit reduction. We can deal with our national debt. But at the same time, the last thing we ought to be doing is playing chicken with the American economy.
Senate Democrat Raphael Warnock.
I want our side to negotiate with the Democrats in good faith. But President Biden has to also negotiate. He can't say he refuses to negotiate. That's a non-starter as well.
House Republican Don Bacon, both men on ABC's This Week. The Treasury Secretary wants the debt ceiling raised. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
There was a deadly bombing at a church in Africa.
At least six people confirmed dead after a bombing at a church in the Congo. According to the country's army, dozens more injured in the attack at a Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province town of Kasindi. The bombing, a suspected attack by Islamic extremists. Kasindi is on the border with Uganda. It's been hit by several attacks from allied democratic forces believed to be linked to an Islamic State group. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A flight that was supposed to take just 27 minutes ended in tragedy in Nepal. The jet crashed into a gorge while landing and then burst into flames.
Images and videos shared on Twitter show plumes of smoke billowing from the crash site. The Yeti Airlines plane was carrying 68 passengers and four crew members.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, 68 people are confirmed dead. A communication breakdown of sorts at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport. A Delta flight had to abort takeoff Friday night after an American Airlines jet taxied across the same runway. Nobody was hurt. The FAA is investigating. At that same New York airport, a notable drug bust.
Adderley Santos Familia landed on Santa's bad list back on December 14th when he arrived at New York's JFK Airport while attempting to smuggle in cocaine. Customs agents found bricks of the drug, nearly 9 kilos worth, stashed inside of some stuffed Santa toys, the lining of his luggage, and two airplane neck pillows. Familia, who lives in Queens, New York, said he'd been visiting family in the Dominican Republic. The confiscated coke has a street value of up to $1 million. He was charged charged with the importation and possession of cocaine with intent to distribute. If convicted, he's looking at a possible life sentence and $10 million in fines.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.